Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. A foreboding tranquility. In an age where the cacophony of technological advancement never ceases, the world is confronted with a paradoxical hush, a silence born not from peace, but from the gaping void left by our avian companions. Once abundant with the diverse melodies of bird calls, the skies hang heavy, mute amidst the backdrop of climate calamities and ecological ruin. We've become estranged to the morning chorus that once heralded dawn's arrival. The echoes of loss. Our narrative unfolds under a gloomy sky that has grown reluctant to share its secrets. Researchers peer into the abyss, their data painting a grim landscape of decline. Bird populations, like the murmurations of starlings that used to paint our dusk with united dance, are faltering. Scientific annals whisper tales of empty nests and dwindling numbers, a saga of disappearance mirroring the silent spring Rachel Carson once foretold. Take, for instance, the emblematic sparrow whose chirps were once synonymous with suburban idyll. Today, these creatures are but a shadow, their resilience outmatched by the onslaught of climate upheaval and rampant urbanization. To witness a flock is now to indulge in a rarity that was once commonplace. A tapestry unraveled. The cause and consequence intertwine in insidious fashion. Habitat destruction serves as the executioner's axe, mercilessly cleaving the threads of intricate ecosystems. Pesticides, like stealthy villains, permeate sanctuaries, undermining the reproductive success of our winged actors. Climate change looms, an omnipresent specter, altering the very stage upon which these natural dramas were wont to unfold. Shadows on the horizon, the winged warnings cautioned us, the silent seas lamented alongside, yet humanity's hubris persisted. Cityscapes sprawl unchecked, their lights an ever-encroaching tide against the sanctuary of darkness, while the cacophony of industry drowns out the sonnets of survival that birds desperately attempt to sing. In the perturbing stillness, one may find a sadistic serenade, the soft beeping of a heart monitor, not for a patient in recovery, but for one slipping away. Nature's pulse grows faint, her breath shallow. As birds are the bellwethers of ecological health, their muted agony signals the world's troubling trajectory. Curtains close on conservation. Conservation efforts persist amidst the chaos, a valiant struggle against the tide. Small sanctuaries dot the urban expanse. Attempts to rewild the barren echo the resiliency of life. But these are mere islands in an accelerating stream of ecological erosion. The battles may be noble, but the war seems all but lost as we teeter precariously on the precipice of irreversible silence. Epilogue or prologue. It is here, within the uneasy quietude, that we are prompted to ask, do we stand at the epilogue of a tale spun since time immemorial, or at the prologue of a narrative yet to be written? For the skies tell a story not just of loss, but of a poignant foreshadow of our own fate, should we fail to listen, to act, to amend. As the year rolls to an end and we stand amidst the remnants of a once vibrant audiosphere, it is not just the silent flight of birds we mourn, but the verge of our own silent demise.